A one-year-old movement called the AK Party has swept Turkey's government out of power, winning a landslide victory in yesterday's national elections. The AK Party's leaders describe themselves as non-religious democratic conservatives, but critics say the party's Islamist roots threaten Turkey's secular traditions. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul.
Even rain showers couldn't dampen the enthusiasm of hundreds of supporters celebrating outside AK Party's Istanbul headquarters late last night. A party supporter named Mehmet said he hoped AK Party would be the solution for all of Turkey's problems.
For this country, it is very better. I mean, in the future, will this Turkey see the better situation?
Yesterday's election marks a dramatic shift in the political landscape of NATO's only Muslim member country. All of the politicians from the previous government have been defeated. Many Turks blame them for 2 years of the country's worst economic depression since World War II. The AK Party is led by former Istanbul Mayor Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Voters flocked to his campaign promises to rebuild the economy and end government corruption. While speaking on Turkish radio last night, Erdogan promised to pursue Turkey's bid to join the European Union.
Our party is ready to implement all the responsibilities it needs to take Turkey to a better place, respecting all the rights of the humans in this country, making all the constitutional organizations work better, speeding up the EU process in Turkey, powering the integration of our country with the world, implementing an economic program in this point.
But Erdogan cannot become Turkey's next prime minister. Several years ago, courts cracked down on this politician's Islamist speeches by sentencing him to 4 months in jail. Though Erdogan has since reinvented himself as a non-religious, conservative Democrat, the prior conviction bars him from even becoming a member of parliament. Last night, Erdogan called for constitutional amendments that could give him a cabinet position in a future government. İlker Ayci is an AK Party spokesman.
If we are the majority party, if our leader is banned from being candidate or he has no right to be elected, if we have right to change the constitution, of course we will take and consider this. But we will not do this just because of Mr. Erdogan. We will just do this in the name of human rights and democracy, in the name of universal principles of democracy.
Though it has just captured more than half the seats in parliament, the AK Party itself faces a possible ban. Last week, a court gave the movement 15 days to prepare its defense to charges that it broke laws governing political parties. For some Turks, these attempts to ban the AK Party only boosted its appeal. Last night, taxi driver Murat said he had never been so happy about an election victory.
Şeyden girdiği için, Fazilet Partisi'nden...
I'm so happy I want to park my taxi and join the celebrations, he said. They kept trying to block Erdogan and his party. This feels like our victory over the system. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.